Bonus. And this is short, no good. He's now 2 for 3 on the night. Second free throw upcoming from Wisner, the junior. Can't get that one either. Rebound, Cole Anderson. Yes, no harm there for the Pirates. Ryan Seaman pops the 3 off the mark. Rebound, Mason Yon. He puts that one back, and that's in for 2. Yon with 9, Harbor Beach within 11. 3:42 left. Harbor Beach 42, Pirates 31. 3:34 left. Brendan Wisner breaks the press over to Minetti. Wide open for the layup. He's done it all night. Why stop now? He has 12. Back out to 13. For everything Harbor Beach has thrown at Lakers, the green and white have had an answer. Braden Kirsch goes down the lane, and he's fouled by Braden Smith. He'll go to the free throw line. That's Braden Smith's 3rd personal, team 6th. Brady Kirsch, 1 for 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. He has 10 points. Julian Tenerife will be checking in for Harbor Beach after this first free throw from Kirsch. 3:22 left in the 4th. Kirsch's first free throw is up, and it's short, air ball. Cole Anderson sits down. Tenerife replaces him. 44-31. Lakers by 13. Brady Kirsch, the senior for Harbor Beach. 3rd year on varsity at the free throw line. And this one's good. He has 11. 12-point lead for the green and white. Here comes Brennan Wisner. Checking his rearview mirror for James Shelke, who nearly got the steal to start with. At the left wing, extended over to Drew Scholler against Ryan Seaman. And Ryan Seaman goes in for the foul. And this will put Drew Scholler at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots. Ryan Seaman's first personal.
First personal.
He tends to do that. He'll somehow gets through everything.
Well, that makes him the designated fouler. Right?
Most definitely. 3:07 left in the 4th. Drew Scholler at the line, shooting 2.
He's not a bad foul shooter. Although he shanked that one.
Missed the first one, back left. Seth Bowles, who's been out for the majority of the second half with 4 fouls, checks back in, replaces Nick Siegfried for this remaining 3 minutes and 7 seconds in regulation. 44-32, Lakers by 12. Drew Scholler at the line trying to extend that lead, and he does. He has 5. It's Lakers by 13 yet again. James Shelke across the timeline, acting as point guard, gets a screen from Ryan Seaman. Over to Ryan Seaman, now right wing. Gets a screen from Tenerife. Top of the key, now to the free throw line to Tenerife. Down low, goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Foul goes against number 32, Braden Smith. That's his 4th, team 7th. Both teams in at least single bonus, Lakers in double bonus. Tenerife has not scored tonight, nor has he attempted a free throw. Not exactly sure how he is from the free throw line either. No good. Substitution, Troy Chappell replaces Corey Minetti. 2:52 left in the 4th. 45-32.
I got Tenerife in 80 percentile. You can't miss these things. Missed them both.
Missed the both, and he gets his own rebound, though, and puts that one back. No good. Braden Kirsch goes up strong, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. So this puts Brady Kirsch at the free throw line. He is 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Still a 13-point ball game.
The good news is that the clock has stopped. The bad news is that they got to put this ball in the hoop, which Brady Kirsch did on that first shot.
He has 12 points now. 3 for 5 from the free throw line for 60% so far. 2:48 left in the 4th. 12-point lead for the Lakers. Have never trailed in this ball game. And Kirsch goes 2 for 2. 11-point difference, 45-34. Brendan Wisner across the timeline against James Shelke. Stops at the right wing, comes back out to midcourt. 2:40 left, Drew Scholler, top of the key. Back over to Braden Smith, left wing, against Brady Kirsch.
Lakers are going to put this ball in the icebox. They're not going to shoot anymore.
Drew Scholler down to a wide open Seth Bowles. Left block in for 2.
Except for the wide open 2.
Seth Bowles with 6. 13 lead for Lakers again. Mason Yon over to Brady Kirsch. Short corner goes up for the shot. He is fouled. And he'll go to the line for another 2 shots.
That's the hard way, though. Give up the easy two, and you got to go ahead and from the charity stripe.
That is the fifth personal for Braden Smith. I have him at five.
I've got him at four.
Okay. Why not at this
point? Give an extra one to Corey Minetti. I think he's got two.
Okay, that's what it is. First free throw from Kirsch is good. Smith will sit down. Minetti will check back in. 47-35. Lakers' 12-point lead seems to be the cushion and insurmountable for Harbor Beach so far. And Kirsch goes another two for two. He's made his last five. And is six for eight from the free throw line. We have a whistle as James Schelke fouls Brennan Wisner. So two shots coming up for Wisner. He misses last two. Is two for four from the free throw line tonight. James Schelke's second personal double bonus.
You know, at this point, I'm not telling anyone how to coach, but it would be nice to see a second defender come in and double team the ball handler.
Wisner's free throw, no good. Nearly in, bounces out. Troy Javel sits down, Brayden Smith back in. The way it's looking, it's going to be USA Lakers, a district championship at Lakers.
And who would have thought?
Brennan Wisner's second free throw. This one's good. Back in his groove. James Schelke out to Brady Kirsch, left wing, pulls up for three. He got it. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel with minute 59. It's a 12-point ball game, 9-point ball game, 48-39.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. The all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you've saved money in 15 minutes. This is Bonnie from the Bailey Agency in downtown Pigeon. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do.
And this is Brenda. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call us at 989-453-2422 to discuss what we can do for you. Our friendly staff can help you with all of your insurance needs.
Don't forget, if you're in the Sebring area, check out Caulfield Agency.
Coming out of the timeout, Lakers inbounds to Drew Scholler. Julian Tenerife fouls him about 3 seconds later, puts him at the free throw line for two shots. Third personal for Julian Tenerife. 1:55 left. It's a 9-point ball game after Brady Kirsch just hit a three for Harbor Beach. And Drew Scholler misses the first. Maybe a glimmer of hope for Harbor Beach. That's about it.
Well, right now it is a three-possession game if you got your Cape Canaveral guys out there.
And he makes the second. Now
that's a four-possession.
Four-possession game at 10 points. 49-39. Ryan Seaman, top of the key. Feeds it down to Brady Kirsch. Underneath, misses it. And rebound, Braden Smith. And we have a whistle. James Schelke is called with the foul. That'll be his third. Sends Braden Smith to the free throw line for two shots. Missed the front end of a 1-1 earlier in the fourth quarter. With 1:42 left in the fourth, still a 10-point game. I would say if he makes these, John, this one's over. If it weren't before.
I pretty much agree. Because really all you got to do is just book the clock off.
Absolutely. And he missed it. Regardless, he gets a second.